Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Friday, everyone. Thank you for dialing in or logging in to our Friday night prayer, intercessory prayer. We call it Friday Night Prayer Warriors. So the prayer warriors are on the line on tonight, and we're coming before God boldly. Hallelujah. We're coming before God with confidence on tonight. Pastor Taquasia, she's on, and we're ready to just bombard heaven with our requests on tonight. We will be releasing the word through the prayer, but we know that the word is the sword. Hallelujah. It's going to be like fire coming out of our mouth on tonight, and we come to destroy the works of Satan. So Pastor Taquasia, go ahead and greet the people. She's on here.
Hello, you guys.
Oh, man. So we ready. Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So we on here, and we're going to just get right on in and prayer on tonight. But before, I don't know if you can hear my little grandson in the background, but I hope not. Hallelujah. I have him occupied, playing, but we're not going to be distracted on tonight. I'm going to go forth with prayer. And I just want us as saints to be alert and to know that the Bible says, you know, at all times, you know, pray. Pray without ceasing. And he also said watch as well as pray. So in this season, we're doing a lot of watching. We're seeing exactly what the word has been speaking, you know, what we've been preaching. We've been seeing the word manifest itself. So we are believers on this line. We're coming before you believing that whatever we pray to God, that it shall be answered. We are on this line praying in the spirit because we know that the Holy Ghost knows exactly what we need to pray on tonight. The Holy Ghost knows exactly who needs prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. So we pray, and we're praying to come against Satan, to stop what he's doing. He's coming against our families. He's coming to destroy our families. He's coming to destroy children. Satan don't care. So that's why we have to have a prayer for life. I mean, without prayer, I'm going to tell you this, we are truly, truly defeated on tonight. And one thing the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. So it's very important that we pray. We're going to just, you know, get into prayer on tonight. We're going to get into prayer, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, on tonight. And we come before you with thanksgiving and praise, God. And we just pray that the Holy Ghost give us utterance on tonight as we come releasing your word and prayer on tonight. But you say in your word, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood on tonight. So we know that we're not coming against flesh and blood, but we're coming against the powers to be, the powers of darkness, hallelujah, spiritual forces of this world, hallelujah. You know, so God, you know, we just know that you're going to move on our behalf on tonight as we put on the full armor of God on tonight, Lord. So we thank you right now for just filling us with your power, filling us with your Holy Ghost. And Lord, we come before you tonight humble. Lord, we come to you with a repentant heart on tonight, God. We're coming asking that the Holy Ghost move mighty and speak boldly, speak with fire. Let it be like fire coming out of our mouth on tonight, destroying the works of Satan on tonight. We come against this event on tomorrow called Sage the City. We come against every spirit that is going to be released, that it will cease right now. Every portal that they're praying to be open, we close it right now in the spiritual realm. It will not work in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the head. We come against the organizer of the event right now in the name of Jesus, that the witchery will not work over this city. We come against the principalities to be right now that come to destroy our children, that come to destroy the works of God's people, to hinder God's people right now. We come against every tormenting spirit that was going to try to be released on tomorrow, and actually every day that everybody is burning sage, they're burning their candles, we come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, we deem that it shall not work in the mighty name of Jesus, for we know that we have power in the name of Jesus on tonight. Satan, your work is defeated. Your plan is defeated. Your weapons is defeated on tonight. Your weapons is dismantled on tonight against God's people, against God's children. We come against every curse right now, every curse spoken right now, and against our homes right now, against our loved ones right now, and against those that are lost and broken, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that you help those that are being oppressed, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for setting the captives free according to your word. Lord, we know that we come and we're treading on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm us, oh God. You said that you would deliver us from the hand of our enemy on today, oh God. Deliver us right now, oh God. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you turn it good on tonight, oh God. Lord, you work it out for our favor on tonight, oh God. As we come before you in this prayer, oh God, we know that prayer is working on our behalf, oh God. Lord, we're asking on tonight, oh God, that you bring us up out of the storm, oh Father God, that you raise us above the storm, oh Father God, that we mount our wings up like eagles on tonight, oh God. take us even higher in the spiritual realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may see, hallelujah, like the eagle see, that we may soar like the eagle soar, oh God, on tonight, oh God, that we will not be blinded, oh God, that we will see exactly what the enemy is trying to do. And we will not be deceived, oh God. Lord, thank you for revealing the plan of Satan, oh God, against your people, oh God, that we will go into intercessory prayer, oh God, and destroy the works of Satan right now. It's being destroyed right now. And every word is being spoken by the witches and the warlock, oh God, and the sorcerers right now, the safeguards right now. In the name of Jesus, every word is falling to the ground. We don't, they will not speak death over your people. So we speak life. We release the spirit right now that people may have life, oh God, that they may live again, oh God, that they may breathe again, oh God. Lord, that you will bring them out of darkness, oh God, into the marvelous light, oh God, that you will send us, oh Father God, into the deep, oh Father God, to bring the people up out of the crunches, up out of the water, oh Father God, that they may not drown, oh Father God, that they may not suffocate, oh Father God, that they may live in you, oh God, that they may dwell within you, oh Father God, and you dwell within them, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for your Holy Ghost Spirit, oh God. We thank you for the fire right now that is coming even from heaven right now, and in the midst of this prayer, burning up everything that's not like God, every demonic force right now, we come against it right now. It shall not dwell around us. It shall not dwell around our homes, around our children, around our loved ones right now. We dispatch the angels right now, as the Bible said, that you have given the angels charge over us, oh God, where the angels is fighting on our very behalf. Even right now, oh God, Lord, we thank you right now for every victory, oh Father God, for we know that victory belongs to us and we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us on today, oh God. We can look at the mountains and move mountains right now in the name of God. We crush the head of the enemy right now, oh God. We crush and we take out the windpipe right now of the enemy right now that's speaking against your people right now. We cease right now that they cannot even talk. We bind them up right now. We bind the spirits up right now, and we loose the fire of God right now to come down from heaven like Elijah called and burn up every lying spirit right now and every lying prophet, every lying apostle right now that is sending your people astray right now. Lord, we come against the systems of this world, oh God. Lord, we come against it with the blood right now. We come against it with the sword and the fire of God right now. We come against every leader that is oppressing the people right now, that is keeping your people in bondage right now. Every feral spirit right now, we come against it, and we said, set God's people free in the name of Jesus. Let them free. Loose them right now from every shackle, from the bondage in their mind right now, oh God. Lord, you do it. You touched their mind, oh God. You sent them a Savior as you sent the children of Israel a Savior, oh God. You send the people a Savior, oh God, a person that would speak up, oh Father God, for the oppressed, oh God, that would be bold and not afraid, oh Father God, not afraid to open up their mouth, oh God, and speak boldly the things of God and declare the things of God and declare the works of God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, even for hearing our prayer, oh God, for we know that everything that we're praying, even right now, is already done. It's already working out in our favor, oh God. Lord, we pray that you open up the windows of heaven right now, pouring us out exactly what we need, oh God. Open up every door, oh God, before us, oh Father God, that it lead to the path of righteousness, oh Father God. Close every door, oh Father God, that needs to be closed in our life, oh Father God. Purify us, oh God. Wash us in the blood right now, oh God. Lord, you give us life, oh Father God, to every dead situation, oh God. Lord, you turn it around, oh Father God, what the enemy meant to use to destroy us, oh God, and to break up families, oh God, and destroy children, oh Father God. Lord, we come against it right now. You have no power. You have no authority over us according to the Bible, but we have power over you, and we have power to destroy your works and your dark powers right now that is in this world. So Satan, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You must loose our homes right now. You must free our children right now. Go into the prisons, oh God. Lord, sweep the prisons with your spirit, oh God. Pour out your anointing power right now, oh God, that they may be saved and set free, oh Father God. Talk to the murderer, Father God. Talk to those that are molesting children, oh Father God, that they may turn, oh God, away from the wicked thing, oh Father God, that they may be saved, oh God, and sanctify, oh God, Bring them to a place of repentance in their heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for forgiveness, oh Father God, forgiveness of sins, oh God. Lord, show your mercy right now, oh Father God. Show your healing power right now, oh God. Heal the people, oh Father God, that they may turn, oh Father God. Heal their minds, oh God. Heal their hearts, oh God. Renew their spirits, oh God. Take that stony heart out of them right now and give them a heart of flesh, oh Father God. Renew them, oh Father God. Make them a new creature in you, oh Father God. Give them eyesight, insight, oh God. Give them hearing, oh Father God, where they're deaf, oh God, and they can't hear your voice, oh God. Lord, let them know your voice, oh Father God, and a stranger voice they shall not follow, oh God. Lord, we call the backslider back to you, oh God. Every fallen Christian, we call them back to you, oh Father God, to a place of repentance, oh Father God. Lord, we call them back home, oh God, that they may finish the work, oh Father God, that you started in them, oh Father God. For you have not left them astray, oh Father God, for you said you're married to the backslider, oh God. So we're calling the backslider, those that is called to preach your gospel and to go out and declare deliverance in this world, oh Father God. Lord, we strengthen them, oh Father. Give them strength right now, oh Father God. Where they're weak, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God. You pour your spirit into them, oh Father God, the Holy Ghost power, oh God, that will lift them up, oh Father God, up out of their slumber, up out of their sleep, even right now, oh God. For you are able and you are a mighty God. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. And you can do all things. There's nothing that you cannot do. Your Bible said that you can do the impossible. Do the impossible for us, oh Father God, that our minds cannot even conceive, oh Father God. You do it, oh Father God. You bring forth the vision, oh Father God. You bring forth every word, oh Father God, that you have spoken to us, oh God. You manifest it right here on earth, oh Father God, that they may know, oh Father God, that you are God, oh Lord. You said that sign, wonders, and miracles shall follow those that believe, oh God. Let the signs and wonders follow us, oh Father God, everywhere that we go, oh Father God. Lord, let demons tremble every time we open our mouth in Jesus' name, that they shall flee in the name of Jesus. As we lay our hands even on the sick, that they shall recover according to your word, oh God, according to their faith, oh God, they shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Go into the hospitals, oh Father God, in the NICUs, oh Father God, and touch the children right now, those that are premature, oh Father God, those that have developmental problems, oh Father God, touch their bodies, oh Father God. They shall grow, oh Father God. They shall develop according to your word and according to the purpose, oh Father God, you have called them to, oh God. Let them be miracle kids, oh Father God. Bring them up out of the pit, oh Father God. Satan, we declare and we decree right now that the children, oh Father God, that is in NICU right now and that is on ventilators right now, oh Father God, that is hooked up to machines right now, they shall live in the name of Jesus. The plan and the plot of Satan, it shall not work against them. They shall do what you have created them to be, oh Father God, and they should do what you have created them to do in the not mighty name of Jesus, because we believe in your word, oh Father God. We're standing here in faith on tonight, oh God, even though we can't see you with the physical eye, oh Father God, we know that you're there, oh God. We feel you, oh Father God. We know your anointing, oh Father God. We know the power of your prayer, oh Father God. We have relationship with you, oh Father God. Lord, draw us even closer to you, oh Father God, that we may know your ways, oh Father God, and we will separate ourselves from this world, oh Father God. We will not do worldly things, oh God. We won't think as this world think, oh God, because we do not war as the world, war, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for every spiritual weapon, oh God, that you have given us, oh Father God, that you have given us authority to destroy Satan right now through the power of prayer, through the power of fast, and through the power of praise and worship, oh Father God. Put the praise in our mouth, oh God. Put the worship in our hands right now in the name of Jesus. Let us read your word, oh God, that we may be empowered, oh God, that we may eat, oh Father God, that we may not hunger again, that we may not thirst again, oh Father God, that it be like rivers of flowing waters flowing out of our bellies, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. You touch us, oh God. You anoint your people, oh God. You anoint them, oh Father God, that they may go out and do what you call them to do, oh Father God. Lord, you give them everything that they need, oh God. You make a way. You prepare the way, oh Father God, in this world, oh Father God, that the enemy will not be able to stand against us, oh Father God, but we will stand flat-footed against the enemy, oh Father God, breaking them down, oh God, breaking them down like a tree, oh Father God, breaking them down like a mountain crumbling, oh Father God. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Every plan and plot that he had for this city, oh God, and everybody and
everybody sitting that's hearing this, we come against it with the blood. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. We got to plead the blood right now. The blood is against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Because Christ Jesus still lives in the name of Jesus. For he's living and he's had risen and he shall come back, oh, Father God. Lord, put the preacher word in our mouth, oh, God, that people would turn their hearts, oh, Father God, back to you, oh, Father God. Lord, give us the right spirit, oh, Father God, that when we go out into this world, oh, Father God, that we'll be a light, oh, Father God, that we don't bring a reproach against your church, oh, Father God, but we'll speak your gospel boldly, oh, Father God, and we will not be afraid. We will not be ashamed to speak the word, oh, God. We will tell the people about you, oh, God. We will lead them into the right way, oh, God, to the ways of righteousness, oh, God. We will teach them your law, oh, God. Put your law in our mouth, oh, God. Put your word in our mouth, oh, God, that we won't speak what we think, oh, God, but we'll speak your word. We'll speak according to your spirit, oh, Father God, and we thank you on tonight, oh, God, for choosing us, oh, Father God, for you said many are called, but only few is chosen. So we thank you, oh, God, for choosing us for the mission, oh, Father God. We thank you for choosing us for the vision, oh, Father God, for we know that you have brought us to it, oh, Father God, and you're going to see us through it, oh, God, that you're going to make provisions even on today, oh, Father God, that your vision may come to pass, oh, God, that the people may be saved and they may be healed and delivered. And they may be ready for the coming back of Christ on tonight, oh, God. Lord, fortify us, oh, Father God. Build us up, oh, Father God. Strengthen us, oh, Father God. Wherever we're weak, oh, Father God. Wherever we need knowledge and wisdom, oh, Father God. Pour it into us, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, renew our mind, oh, God. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus, oh, God. For you're a mighty God. You're a wonder-working God. You're a miracle-working God on today. You're a God that will bring us up out of anything. You can do the impossible according to your word. You can do what man cannot do. And you said that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us on tonight, oh, God. So strengthen us like never before, oh, God. Give us the courage that we need. Give us the boldness that we need through the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Pour your spirit out even right now, oh, God, upon us in the midst of this prayer, oh, God. Put the fire of God all around us, oh, God, all in us, oh, Father God. Everywhere that we walk, it'll be like fire. It'll be fire, oh, God, walking with us, oh, Father God, burning up the things of Satan, oh, God, even the things that we don't see, all the hidden things in the corners, in the crevices, oh, Father God. Lord, we send the fire right now to expose everything that's not like God, every hidden conversation, oh, God, expose it right now, oh, God. Lord, we come against the word of the enemy right now and against our life, oh, God, against your vision, oh, Father God, against your children, oh, Father God, against your church right now, oh, God. Lord, build us up like never before, oh, God, like strong towers, oh, Father God, that cannot fall, oh, God, that cannot crumble, that cannot be shook, oh, Father God, but we're going to stand strong, oh, God, when the enemy come, when the war come, we're going to stand strong on your word, oh, Father God. We won't be afraid, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We'll stand flat-footed against the wiles of Satan. We'll be armored up every time we go out. We'll be prayed up, oh, Father God, every time, hallelujah, that you call us into prayer. We will pray, oh, Father God. We will not lack about the things, oh, Father God, that you called us to do, oh, God. We will not slumber, oh, Father God. We will not be lazy, oh, Father God. But, Lord, we ask you right now, oh, God, to help us to be alert, oh, God, and to be on point, oh, Father God. Help us to keep our focus, oh, Father God, on the kingdom of and the thing that you called us to, oh, God. Let us not be distracted by the things of this world. Let us not be distracted by the things that Satan bring our way, oh, Father God. Lord, let us speak accordingly, oh, Father God. Let us be silent, hallelujah, when you say be silent, oh, Father God. Lord, we know that it's a time, a place and for everything, hallelujah, Jesus, and it's a season for everything, oh, God. So we thank you on tonight, oh, God, that we're walking in our season, oh, God, and we're not walking out of season, oh, Father God, that we won't spring forth before your time, oh, God, but we'll spring forth right on time, oh, God, because you're right on time, God, and we thank you right now for the hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you're putting around this city even right now, oh, God. Lord, go into to the those that are oppressed, oh, God, that the enemy may not overtake them, oh, Father God, with sorrow, oh, Father God, and with unhappiness, oh, Father God, but we ask you right now to pour out joy, oh, God, into their situation, oh, Father God. Give them hope, oh, God, for where they lost hope, oh, Father God, all the people that are hopeless, oh, Father God, the ones that are drained, the ones that don't see a way out, oh, God. Lord, send them the help that they need, oh, God. Pour the resources, oh, Father God, into the people right now in the name of Jesus, that they know that you did it, oh, Father Father God, that you brought them out, oh, Father God, because you are the way maker, oh, Father God. We give glory to you, oh, God, that no man should get your glory, oh, God. No man should get your praise, oh, God. We'll say that you did it, oh, Father God. We'll point up to heaven and say you did it. We'll lift our hands and we'll give you the praise, oh, God. We'll not give man the praise, oh, God. We will not give man your honor, oh, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do, oh, God. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor for what you've done in our life already. If you don't do another thing, oh, God, we still know that you are God. We still know that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and you're the end. We still know that every word of the book is true. Even if you don't move and you don't do another thing for us, oh, Father God, you have already did enough, oh, God. It's enough that we're heaven bound, oh, Father God. Help us to be heaven bound, oh, God. Help us to have a relationship with you, oh, God. Help us to go out and save a dark world, oh, God, through the preach word, oh, Father God, because your word is living. Your word is power right now. So, Lord, I ask you right now, oh, God, for those that are lost, oh, Father God, and they don't know you, oh, Father God, that's caught up in false religion, oh, Father God, and that have been going astray and went astray from false teaching and false doctrine, oh, God, but we call them back to you, oh, God, that you open up deaf ears, oh, God, deaf and dumb spirits. We come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, they shall know you. They shall comprehend, because you're not a God of confusion, but you're a God of understanding on today, oh, God. Give them understanding and revelation of your word, oh, Father God. Reveal the mysteries, oh, Father God, to them in your word, oh, God. Reveal secrets to them, oh, God, that is not written, oh, Father God, but secrets through the Spirit, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. They are seeing the spiritual realm, oh, Father God, and they are walked by faith and not by sight, oh, God. They will not be scared and distracted by the things that they're seeing in this world, but they'll keep their faith and they'll keep their eyes on you, oh, God, that they may not be destroyed, oh, Father God, that they may not be deceived, oh, God, even in this dark hour, oh, God, but you will lift them up in the name of Jesus. Where they're weak, oh, God, you're going to make them strong, oh, God. You're going to bring them through, oh, God. You're going to bring them through everything, oh, God. Even though it may be dark, oh, God, you're going to be the light, oh, God. Be the light, oh, God, in their dark situations, oh, God. Help them to be content in whatever situation that they're in until you bring them out, oh, Father God, that we may not murmur, we may not complain, oh, Father God, but we may have patience, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Give us patience, oh, God. Let us endure, hallelujah, things that you called us to, oh, God. We may not faint, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We need you right now. We can't do it without you, oh, God. We can't move without you, oh, God. We can't pray without you, oh, God. For you are mighty, God. Touch our children, oh, God. Fill our children even right now. And all of the children that's being demonic, depressed right now, and oppressed right now, oh, God, is having nightmares, oh, Father God, that is hearing voices right now, oh, God. Lord, touch them right now. Deliver our children even right now, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, dispatch the angels right by their bed, oh, God, even at night that they have sweet sleep, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we come against the spirit of fear in our children, oh, God, that where they're afraid to sleep in the dark, oh, God. Lord, they should not be afraid of the dark, oh, God, because they are the light. Oh, God, let the light dwell within them, oh, Father God. Let your anointing rest on them, oh, Father God. Let your peace rest on them, every child right now, oh, God, every adult right now, oh, Father God. Lord, we pray for the homeless that's out there right now, oh, God, that is in this demonic world, oh, Father God, every person that's walking around with a demon in them right now, oh, God. We pray that they come to a place of deliverance, oh, God, that they'll call out to you, oh, God, because you said all that call out to the Lord shall be saved, oh, God. Lord, let them call out to you, oh, God, until they be saved, oh, Father God, until you set them free and until you loose them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose them from the bondage, oh, Father God, of this world. Loose them from the bondage of sin right now. For you said that the wages of sin is death, oh, God. But, Lord, we speak life right now to everyone, every sinner, oh, God, that they may bow to you, oh, God, that they may confess you as their Lord Christ and Jesus Savior, oh, God, that they may not be deceived by the Antichrist, oh, God, that they may not take the mark of the beast, oh, God, that they might not sell their soul out to the enemy, oh, God, for the things of this world, oh, Father God, but they have sacrificed it all for you, oh, God. They They'll give it all for you, oh God. They'll lay their life down for you, oh God. Let them know you, oh God. Let them know you as the one, oh God. Let them desire you, oh God. Let them desire heaven, oh God. Let them desire good things and not bad things, oh God. Let them not be wicked, oh God. Turn the wicked heart, oh God, to good, oh God. Lord, give them forgiveness right now where they need forgiveness and now they're bitter, oh Father God. Heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, we pray for healing for the nation, healing for the children, healing for the mothers and the fathers, oh God. Go into the prisons even right now, oh God, and loose them from the shackles in their mind right now, oh God. The bondage that's in their mind, oh God, and the oppression that is in their mind, oh Father God, the false teaching right now. Lord, loose them right now, oh God, from things that is not true, oh God. Purify their mind. In the name of Jesus, let them have an encounter with you, oh God, that they'll never be the same again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy on the sinner, oh God. Give them a chance, oh God, to turn, oh Father God, and know you, oh God. But Lord, you deal with the wicked one, oh God. You deal with the ones that come to oppress, oh Father God. You deal with the powers that be, oh God, that is in the power seats, oh Father God, that is at the head, oh Father God, and the leaders, oh Father God, you deal with them, oh Father God, you judge them, oh Father God, you bring them to their knees, oh Father God, you turn the king's heart, oh God, for good, oh Father God, that he may not oppress your people, oh Father God, and keep your people into bondage, oh Father God, but we pray right now that you lift them up, oh Father God, you lift up every soul right now, oh Father God, that is down and that is out and that want to give up, oh, Father God, the ones that don't know you, oh, Father God, let them know you. Show your face, oh, God. Those that are seeking you, oh, God, and seeking the truth, oh, Father God, you said that they shall find you, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh, God, that you have not hidden your face, oh, God, from us, oh, God, but you have revealed the truth to us, oh, Father God. You have revealed your spirit to us, oh, Father God, and freely that we can come to you boldly in prayer, oh, Father God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And we come in the name of Jesus. We come boldly knowing by that name that demons have to flee right now. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered by the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Demons is fleeing right now and backing up out of our space, up out of our homes in the name of Jesus, up out of our city. It won't take over the city of Albany in the name of Jesus, but your spirit shall be released. Your angels is being released even right now. Your angels are being set up in each corner, hallelujah, of the city and every community right now in the name of Jesus, protecting your people in the name of Jesus, every corner where they're burning candles right now. Lord, blow them out right now, oh God. Knock them down right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be a fresh wind right now. Let a mighty wind come through the city right now. In the name of Jesus, burning up everything that's not like God, blowing away the sage, blowing away the things, the rituals, oh, Father God, and the false altars, oh, God. We're coming and knocking down altars right now, destroying altars, demonic altars right now in the name of Jesus. We're coming against strange fire right now in the name of Jesus, polluted churches right now, demonic churches right now, wicked preachers and prophets right now that's coming to destroy your people, to come and destroy your church. Everyone has snuck up into the church with an agenda right now against your leaders. They shall be exposed right now and destroyed in the spirit. It shall not work. We come against every prayer that they're praying right now. Every altar that they built inside your church is coming down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that they have released in your church right now is being destroyed by the Holy Ghost fire right now. In the name of Jesus, the people are being set free, oh God. Take the blinders off the people's eyes. Take the blinders off their heart right now, oh God, that they may know you, oh Father God, that they may know the truth, oh Father God, that they may not be deceived, oh God. We come against the spirit of deception right now that will come to deceive your people to believe in false religions right now. False teachings right now, oh God. Every person that don't believe that there is a God, they shall have an encounter with you. Everyone that don't know about your Son Jesus, they shall have a personal encounter. They should know that he is the way and there is no other way, for he's making intercession even right now for me and all sinners, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for even the righteous man falls 7 times a day, oh God, but we thank you right now for picking us up, oh Father God. We thank you you right now for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh, Father God. We thank you for not allowing Satan to destroy us, oh, Father God. But you, oh, Father God, you pulled us out of the traps, oh, Father God. You pulled us out of the snares of the enemy, oh, Father God. Unseen dangers, oh, Father God, you protected us from, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh, Father God. But we're walking by faith on tonight, oh, God. We're keeping our eyes on you, oh, Father God. We're watching in the spirit as well as praying, oh, God. We want to pray without ceasing, oh, Father God. For we know according to your word, oh, Father God, that prayer is powerful. And you said that we all pray with a surety, oh, God, knowing that we have already received what we have prayed for on tonight, oh, God. You said if two or three come together in prayer, oh, God, that you will answer the prayer according to your will, oh, God. We believe that on tonight, oh, God. We believe that no weapon that is formed against us, oh, Father God, it will never be able to prosper, oh, Father God, that Satan will never be able to harm us, oh, Father God, as we walk in your power, oh, God, as we walk in your will, oh, God. You will be with us, oh, Father God, for you said that you would never leave us or forsake us, oh, Father God. Help our lost ones, our loved ones, oh, God, that are lost, oh, God, that don't know you, oh, Father God. Lord, touch their heart, oh, Father God. Let us be an example, oh, God. Let us be a light, oh, Father God, to those that do not believe, oh, Father God. Let them want to know about our God, oh, Lord. Let them ask about our God, that they may know you, oh, Father God, for themselves, oh, God, that they may have a relationship with you, oh, Father God, a relationship that never fell, oh, God, a relationship that will fulfill, oh, Father God, every need that they have, oh, God, a relationship with that will fill every void right now, oh, God. Lord, you said that you would be a father, the father to the fathers, oh, Father God. Lord, be a father to those that have no father, that have no guidance, oh, Father God. Lord, you be that discipline in their life, oh, Father God. You be that guidance in their life. You be the provider in their life because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, on today, oh, God. You should provide every need in the name of Jesus. It is nothing that we shall lack, oh, God. Lord, pour us out everything that we need, oh, Father God, that we may not lack, oh, God, in this time of trouble, oh, Father God, that your people shall be blessed, oh, Father God. Let them look upon us and call us blessed, oh, Father God. Prepare the table in the midst of our enemies even right now, oh, Father God. Lord, let our enemies be our footstool right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God, as we walk into the land filled with milk and honey, oh, Father God, into a land where houses that we did not build, oh, Father God, and vineyards that we did not grow and plant, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God, for us, oh, Father God. You set us free, oh, Father God. Set us free from poverty right now and lack right now. We come against the devourer right now in the midst of this prayer, oh, Father God. We come to snatch back everything that Satan took from us. You got to give it back in the name of Jesus. You got to give our wealth back in the name of Jesus. You got to give our peace back in the name of Jesus. We have peace right now. We walk with a surety knowing that we are going to get everything back in the name of Jesus. We already have it back sevenfold in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh, God, for what you're doing, oh, God, and what you're about to do, oh, God. Every door that you're opening right now, oh, God, and that have opened, oh, Father God, we thank you in advance, oh, Father God, for the many blessings, oh, Father God, that you're going to pour out even on our children, oh, Father God, or in generations to come, oh, Father God. We're praying for generations that's not even here, oh, God, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, oh, Father God. Cover them, oh, Father God. Fill them with your spirit, oh, Father God, in their mother's womb, oh, God. Touch the parents right now, oh, God, that they may be saved, oh, God, that they may raise their children up in you, oh, God, that they may not go astray, oh, Father God, in this dark world, oh, Father God, but they may have you as a covering, oh, Father God. Cover the children right now. Cover their minds that they may be saved, oh, God. Lord, fill them with your Holy Ghost spirit and your power right now, oh, God, that even the children may go to school and begin to preach your gospel and kids may be set free, oh, Father God. Open up the youth centers right now that the kids may be saved, oh, Father God. Go into the group homes right now, oh, God. Lord, touch the teachers in the group homes, oh, Father God, and the prisons, oh, Father God, that they may be compassionate, oh, Father God, for the children, oh, Father God. Lord, send them with the need, oh, Father God. Heal the children right now that have been broken, oh, Father God, that have no parents, oh, God, that have no guidance, oh, God. Lord, you do it right now, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, Father God. mercy on the children, for it is not their fault, oh God. Lord, don't allow the enemy to devour them, oh Father God, but send them the help that they need in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God, and there's nothing that you cannot do. Lord, we trust in you, oh God. We're standing on this prayer. We're standing on your word, oh Father God. We'll be unmovable, oh God. We'll be unshakable, oh Father God. Lord, keep us grounded, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, no matter what come our way, oh Father God, we will not move, oh Father God. We will not lose faith in you, oh Father God. And we will not lose sight of you, oh Father God. But we're going to keep our eyes on you, oh God. We're going to keep our eyes on the mission. We're going to stay focused, oh Father God, on what you called us to do, oh God. We're going to stay busy, oh God. We won't slumber and we won't sleep, oh Father God. We won't rest until the mission is done, oh Father God. We won't rest until we do what you called us to do, oh Father God. So empower us, oh Father God, and help us, oh Father God. Lord, complete the work that you started in us, oh Father God. Let the vision come to pass, oh Father God. Help us to write it down and make it clear, oh God, and let it manifest, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we trust you, oh God, that we trust that everything that you called us to, oh God, that you're going to do it, oh God, that you've already given us what we need, oh God, to make it come to pass, oh God. You're already making provisions right now, oh Father God. Make provisions even for our households, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, because we want to do what you called us to do, oh God. Lord, help us right now that nothing would stagnate us, oh Father God. Lord, give us the vehicles that we need, oh God, transportation that we need, oh God, to go fishing, oh Father God, that people may come into your house, oh God, and that they may be saved, oh Father God. Help us to cast our nets down, oh Father God, in the right place, oh God, that we have abundance of souls, oh Father God, that may be added to the kingdom, oh Father God. Lord, help us on tonight, oh God, to reach the lost, oh God, with our preached word, oh Father God. Help us to reach them with the love, oh God, the agape love, oh Father God, that you have shown us, oh Father God, the unconditional love that you've shown us, oh Father God. Let us show others in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Take the dispositions out of our heart, oh Father God. Take the pride out of our hearts, oh Father God. Let the self-righteousness, we come against self-righteousness, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Lord, let us be humble, oh Father God, as we go before your people, oh God. Let us stay meek, oh Father God. You said the meek will inherit the earth, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for healing our bodies, oh Father God, from afflictions, oh Father God. We thank you right now that we are not stricken with disease, oh Father God, and sickness, oh God, that we may walk in your abundance of healing, oh Father God. Lord, pour it out, oh Father God, on everybody that is sick, oh Father God. Go into the hospitals, oh Father God. Touch the elderly, oh Father God. Add on to their life, oh Father God. If they're not saved and they're not ready, oh Father God, give them mercy, oh Father God, that they may turn to you, oh Father God, that they may know the Savior, oh God, that they may not die in their sin, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for your preached word, oh Father God, for you said your preached word will reach this whole world, oh Father God, and at that time the world would be done, oh Father God, and the Christ shall come back, oh God. But let us help us to be ready, oh God. Let us discern the signs of the end of times, oh God, that we may be prepared, oh Father God, for the coming back of Christ, oh God, that we may not be caught with our work undone, oh Father God, but we will have our work done, oh Father God, that we will have our oil, oh God, that our lights would be shining bright, oh God, that we would be risen up, oh Father God, in the rapture, oh God, to meet Jesus, oh Father God, in the sky, that our bodies may be transformed, oh God, and that we will be like you, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh God, where we know, oh God, that you are coming back, oh God. You're coming back for those that eagerly wait upon you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for we are not being distracted by the things of this world, oh Father God, but we're going to keep on pressing towards the mark, oh God. We're going to keep pressing towards the kingdom, oh God. Lord, we thank you for making every crooked road straight, oh God. We thank you for putting us on the stairways things of heaven, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight for not leaving us, oh, Father God, in the midst of the enemy, oh, Father God, when he tried to kill us and he tried to destroy us, oh, Father God. But every time you delivered us, oh, Father God, you set us free from his trap, oh, God. You set us free from his hands, oh, Father God. Yeah, I thank you right now for that, oh, God. For you are mighty, God. You are powerful, God, and no battle shall you lose, oh, God. For you are victory, oh, Father God. We call you victory on tonight, oh, God. We call for victory in our life, oh, God. And for the enemy is defeated. He is a defeated foe on tonight. He shall not win. He will not win. He's already lost in the name of Jesus. But Christ has risen. Christ is the risen, living Savior on tonight. We decree it and declare it on tonight that there's nobody greater than you, God. There's no other God but you, for you're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. You're the creator of all things, oh, God. You're the end and end beginning, oh, Father God, of all things, oh, God. You're the answer to all things. You're the answer to this prayer on tonight, oh, God. We're coming asking you, oh, God. We're coming before you, oh, God, because it's not nothing that man can do, oh, God. It's only that our almighty God can do, oh, God. You're going to do the impossible. We're asking for the impossible on tonight, oh, God. Lord, send us that help that we need, oh, God. Bring your remnant together, oh, God, that we may pray together and worship together, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it on tonight, oh, God. We trust you, oh, God, that you're going to do it, that you're going to draw all men to thee, oh, Father God, according to your word, oh, God, that you're going to touch their heart, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. You are mighty, God. You are awesome, God, on tonight. Lord, I'm going to pass it. I just look at the time. Hallelujah. I didn't even know I was praying this long, but go ahead, Pastor Takwe. Did you know that you can, you know, pray into God until you get done? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
God, go ahead.
Father God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for the prayer that was just sent up, God. We come in agreement with every word, oh, Father God, and we just ask that you will strengthen our faith on tonight, oh, Father God, and forgive us of our sins, oh, Father God, so that we may be righteous in you, oh, God. Help your people, oh, Father God, to be brave, oh, Father God, to walk in Holy Ghost boldness, oh, Father God. Help them to be able to stand and fight the spiritual battles in their life, oh, Father God. Help them right now to not be afraid of the enemy, oh, Father God. Lord, we pray right now that you will give them wisdom and discernment, oh, Father God, to know what they are up against, oh, Father God. Give them the strength, oh, Father God, and shield them and cover them so that they may not be caught off guard by the enemy, oh, Father God, by the attacks, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the secret ditches that they're building for your people, God. Lord, we're praying that you will open up their spiritual eyes so that they may see, oh, Father God. Lord, we already know that with you, oh, God, we already won. We already have the victory, oh, Father God. But help us, oh, Father God, to continue to walk in boldness, oh, Father God, to continue to walk as if we already have the victory, oh, Father God, and to stand on your word, oh, Father God, and to constantly, oh, Father God, be covered in the full armor of God in the mighty name of Jesus so that we may stand firm in your word and in your truth, oh, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will bring justice right now, oh, Father God, for all the harm, oh, Father God, that people have done, oh, Father God, for all the things that they have done that was not right, oh, Father God. We pray that you will bring justice for your people, oh, Father God, that you will vindicate them, oh, Father God, that you will fight this battle on their behalf, oh, Father God. Lord, we pray that we will stay in your presence, oh, Father God, that we will be aligned with your purpose and with your will, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will continue to look for you, oh, Father God, for protection, oh, Father God, for help, for strength, oh, Father God, for peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help your people to avoid the temptation, oh, Father God, and deliver them from evil, oh, Father God, for we know you are the mighty one, oh, Father God, and we're praying, oh, Father God, that the light of God would just shine in this dark world, oh, Father God. Lord, that you would shield your people, oh, Father God, from everything that the enemy is sending out, oh, God, every word curse, oh, Father God, every lie of the enemy, oh, Father God, every assignment and every attack, oh, Father God. You said in your word that it shall not work in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on today, oh, Father God, that you are our son, our shield, our fortress, oh, Father God. We thank you for being our redeemer and our waymaker, oh, Father God. We put our trust in you, oh, Father God, for we are of you, O Father God, and the world shall not overcome us, O God. So we thank you right now that by our faith, O Father God, we will be delivered, we will be healed and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said, without faith, it is impossible to please you. So we pray on tonight that you would increase your people's faith, O Father God. We pray on tonight that you would deliver them from the unbelief, O Father God. Deliver them from the hopelessness, O God. Deliver them from the confusion in their mind, O God. Give them a sound mind on tonight, O Father God, and perfect peace, O God. Help them to not waver in their faith, O God, to not be tossed and fro, O Father God, with every wind and every doctrine, O God. But we pray that the truth shall set them free on tonight, O Father God. We pray on today that they will gain godly wisdom and godly knowledge, O Father God. But you said your people are perishing from a lack of knowledge. So we pray that your knowledge will be released, O Father God, about all the new age witchcraft, O Father God, that you would expose every darkness, O Father God, everything that's being done that is not like God, everything that was taught to them that is not like God. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every white candle, O Father God, every incense, O God, every sage right now, O Father God, every crystal right now, O Father God, every astrology and tarot card reading, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray right now that you will shine your light, O Father God, all over this darkness that has been released in this whole earth, O Father God. We're praying on today that you would deliver this generation right now in the name of Jesus from every spirit of divination and the works of witchcraft, O Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. We're praying that you would help them to have a sober mind, O Father God. Help them to be sober in their mind, O Father God, and to be watchful, O God. For you said the adversary, the devil, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, O God. So we pray, O Father God, that we will be watchful of him, O God, and that we will close every door that gives the enemy access to our life, O Father God. So you said we're not walking in the flesh, O Father God, and we're not raging war against the flesh, O Father God. So you said our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, O Father God. Lord, we plead the blood right now. We destroy every stronghold on tonight, O Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that you would take captive every thought, oh Father God, in our minds to the obedience of Christ right now, oh Father God. We're coming against spiritual forces, oh Father God, everything that's in high places, oh Father God. We come against the prince of the airways right now, oh Father God, and the rulers and the authorities and the high powers right now. We're binding them up in the name of Jesus, for they shall not work against God's people, oh Father God. And you said after doing all that we can to just stand, oh Father God, to stand firm, oh Father God, in your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, equip us for this battle, oh God, that is taking place, oh Father God, in our lives, in our communities right now, in our jobs, at our children's school right now, oh Father God. Lord, cover us in the full armor of God and put the words in our mouth to speak, oh Father God. Lord, strengthen us, oh Father God. And Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that you would just have your way, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost would be with us, oh God, and fight for us. We thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that we would stand firm, oh Father God, that we won't be moved, oh Father God, that we won't be afraid, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that every tongue that rise up against us shall be condemned, oh Father God. We're thanking you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you said resist the devil and he shall flee from us, oh Father God. So we resist Satan on today. We resist darkness, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying that you would just give us clean hands and a pure heart, oh Father God, that you will purify our hearts, oh Father God, and deliver us from any double-mindedness, oh Father God, that we would choose this day who we're going to serve, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for no word from God will ever fail. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're giving us the power and authority to trample over every snake, every scorpion, every serpent, oh Father God. Lord, that you're giving us power to overcome every power of the enemy, oh Father God, and nothing shall harm harm us, God. So we thank you on today, oh, Father God. Even when the enemy, oh, Father God, tries to destroy us, oh, God, you will not let it happen, oh, God. So we thank you on today, oh, Father God, for divine protection. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you on today, oh, Father God, that we have victory in you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we overcome the world, oh, Father God, because we believe in the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. So we thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will demolish, oh, Father God, every trap and every snare of the enemy, oh, Father God, and every fiery wicked dart is falling to the ground right now, oh, Father God. And we thank you right now, oh, Father God, for enlightening us, oh, Father God, for opening up our spiritual eyes and ears on tonight, oh, Father God. We thank you right now, for we know who we are, and we're walking in our power and our authority, oh, Father God. And we thank you that you're covering your people in this whole city in your blood right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are our refuge and our fortress right now, oh, Father God. Lord, right now we're seeking, oh, Father God, to get shelter from you, oh, Father God. Lord, help us to rest, oh, Father God, in the shadow of your wings, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover us, oh, Father God, under your wings, oh, Father God. We thank you for your faithfulness right now, oh, Father God, and we will not fear the terror of night nor the arrow that flies by day. We thank you on today, oh, Father God, that every plague is passing us over, for we are marked by the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that 1,000 will fall at our left and 10,000 at our right, but none will come nigh us, oh, God. So we thank you on today, oh, Father God, that we will surely see the punishment of the wicked, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that nothing will harm us, no disaster will come nigh our homes, oh, Father God. We thank you that no sickness, no disease will come to us, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the angels are fighting for us, oh, God. The angels are standing guard at our doorposts, at our window panes, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up our hands to you, oh, Father God, and thanking you right now, oh, God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, oh, Father God. We love you, oh, God. We know that you will rescue us, oh, God, that you will protect us, oh, Father God. But we acknowledge you, oh, God. We know that we can't do it without you, oh, God. We're calling on your name, oh, God, and we know that you're going to answer on tonight, oh, God. We know that when we're in trouble, you will deliver us, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know right now, oh, Father God, that it's not by power or by might, but it's by your spirit, oh, Father God. We know that in order to fight this battle, we need your Holy Spirit, oh, Father God. Fill us up, oh, God, with more of you, oh, Father God, and allow us to decrease, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking right now, oh, Father God, that every enemy that rise up against us, oh, Father God, that they shall be smitten before our face, oh, Father God. Lord, right now we thanking you, oh, God, that they will come in one way and flee before us seven ways, God. We're thanking you right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you're helping us, oh, God, to not be deceived by the enemy, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said Satan himself was transformed into an angel of light. Help us to see. Help us to have discernment, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to try the spirit by the spirit to see if it's of God. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh, God, that you're exposing the enemy, oh, Father God. We know that he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy, oh, Father God, and that you're coming that we may have life and life more abundantly, oh, Father God. So we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, and we're counting it all joy, oh, Father God, when we fall into diverse temptations, God. We're thanking you, oh, Father God, that it is all for your glory, that it is all for your good, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, oh, God. So we know these prayers are reaching the heavens on tonight, oh, Father God. We know that you're doing it on our behalf, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said if we ask anything in your name, it will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that we're not avenging ourselves, oh, Father God, but we're giving place for your wrath, oh, Father God. For you said vengeance belongs to you, oh, God, and you will repay in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, that we're not being overwhelmed overcome of evil, but we're overcoming evil with good, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, God. Lord, we're praying right now, oh, Father God, that your word will come quick, oh, God, and be powerful, oh, God, and sharper than a double-edged sword on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cutting through bone and marrow, oh, Father God. We pray right now, oh, God, that you would touch your people, oh, Father God, that their heart will have the right intent, oh, Father God, that they will have the right motives, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, concerning your people, oh, Father God, concerning prayer, oh, God, concerning helping others, oh, Father God, that we will have the heart of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now that we will do everything in humility, oh, God, that we will be humble, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we just ask, oh, Father God, that you will continue to touch your people and order their footsteps, oh, God. Make every crooked road straight just for them, oh, Father God. Lord, work everything out in their favor on tonight. Everything that the enemy meant for their bad, turn it around for their good, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying right now for a time such as this, oh, Father God, and that you would touch your people and open up their spiritual eyes and ears, oh, Father God, so that they will not, oh, Father God, chase after unsound doctrine, oh, Father God, that they won't chase after their own lust, oh, Father God, that they won't have itching ears, oh, Father God. But we're praying that your people will have a desire for your truth, oh, Father God, and your unadulterated gospel. We thank you right now, for you said it's the truth that shall set us free, oh, Father God. We're praying for liberty and freedom on tonight, oh, God, liberty in our minds, in our hearts and in our spirits, oh, Father God. For you said the ways of a man seemeth right, but in the end is destruction, oh, God. Help us to not follow our own ways, God. Help us right now, oh, Father God, to not chase after our own will and our own plans for our life, oh, Father God. For our life is not our own. It belongs to you, oh, God. So we thank you right now, oh, Father God, for every plan that you have for us, oh, God. You said, oh, Father God, that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, oh, Father God, to build us up, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we're putting our trust in you and not in man, oh, Father God. Lord, that we're here, oh, Father God, ready and willing, oh, Father God, for you, oh, Father God, to lead us and guide us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, to put the words in our mouth to speak, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to teach our hands how to war, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us on today, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to not be ignorant, oh God, but help us on today, oh Father God, to have intelligence, supernatural intelligence, oh God. Help us to have understanding, oh God, and help us to have revelation in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now, oh Father God, that we would seek after righteousness and holiness, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus that we would seek after the kingdom, oh Father God, that we would chase after things of the kingdom and not of the world, oh Father God, that we will keep our mind stayed on you and the assignment that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every spiritual gift, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would continue to stir your spirit in us, oh Father God. I pray right now, oh Father God, that you would just lead us, oh, Father God. Guide us, oh, God. Direct us, oh, God. Instruct us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're thanking you on tonight, oh, Father God, for exposing every plan of the enemy against this city, oh, God. Cover your people on tonight, oh, Father God. We plead the blood against every tormenting spirit, every spirit of mirror, and every night terror right now in the name of Jesus that is coming against your people's minds, their hearts, their spirits, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that they will have a sound mind and perfect peace, oh, Father God. Lord, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you would just have your way, oh, Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that every curse will be broken, oh, Father God, that every chain, oh, Father God, will be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being faithful and establishing us, for keeping us from evil, oh, God. We thank you that we are your children, oh, Father God, and we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you on today, oh, Father God, that there's no power greater than your power, oh, Father God. We thank you right now that you've given us power over the enemy right now, oh, Father God. We thank you that you're a God of war in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're going to war on your people's behalf on tonight, oh, God, and you're coming to destroy every darkness, oh, Father God, every wickedness in this world. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now that you're coming to save us with your mighty hand, oh Father God. You're coming, oh Father God, to snatch us, oh Father God, out of every plan of the enemy, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're canceling the plan, that you're commanding every storm to cease in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we have no fear, oh Father God. For you said, oh Father God, it's more for us than those that are against us. So we thank you on tonight for the angels that is backing us, oh God, in the spiritual realm. God, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that we shall have the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said the battle doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you're giving us hind feet, oh Father God, so that we may stand firm in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may confront the enemy in our life, oh Father God, that we would not run and be cowards, oh God, but we would stand firm and fight against the enemy and take back everything that he stole from us, oh Father God, that we will war in the spirit, that we will pray, that we will fast, that we will worship, we will praise in the mighty name of Jesus until it all turns around in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said it's not by power or by might, but it's by your spirit, oh God. So we thank you for your spirit on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that we are more than conquerors, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will not be tempted by the devil, oh Father God, for we know that our Father owns this whole earth and everything in it, oh Father God, and the fullness in it. Lord, we thank you right now that there's nothing good you will withhold from us, so we trust you, oh Father God. We trust you that the greater is coming, oh Father God. We trust you right now because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh Father God, and you will supply every need, oh God. So Lord, we're trusting in you, oh Father God, and we know that you can bring increase to anything that we have, oh Father God, that you can multiply, God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you will give us an overflow, oh Father God, that we will have more than enough, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we believe right now. We have faith and we trust, oh Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh Father God, for you have already given us the victory according to your word, oh Father God. We're drawing nigh to you, oh God, as you draw nigh to us, oh Father God. And we thank you right now, oh Father God, and we're crying out to you through prayer, oh Father God, bringing our petition to your feet, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not, oh God, for we know that with God nothing is impossible, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that you didn't come to do away with the law, but Jesus came to fulfill it, oh God. So we pray that your law, your word, will be fulfilled on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're coming, oh Father God, to destroy the works of Satan, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're actually choosing to live godly, oh God. We're choosing to live holy, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said it's holiness or hell. So we thank you on tonight that we choose thee this day who we serve, God. We want to serve you, oh Father God. We want to live according to your word, God. We want to stay in your will, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that everything we're doing is all for your glory, oh Father God. We thank you right now that it's not in vain, oh Father God, for it's us to be a part of the kingdom of heaven, oh Father God, for it's us to be closer to you, oh God, to be stronger in our spirits, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not sleep, let us not slumber, oh Father God. We come against every laziness, every procrastination, every slothful spirit, and we pray, oh Father God, that you would ignite the fire of the Holy Ghost in us, oh Father God, so that we will not sleep, oh God, that we will be on post, that we will watch as well as pray and be sober, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bringing prayer and supplication to you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, we want to walk upright in you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that your truth, oh Father God, will set us free, oh God, and your word is true, oh Father God, that this prayer, oh Father God, is reminding you of your word, oh Father God. And Lord, we thank you for the blood of the Lamb on tonight that is covering our household and our doors, oh Father God, and our window panes. God, we thank you that we are covered and we are marked, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we have faith, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are blessed, oh God, that we are chosen people, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that nothing by enemy shall harm us, that every fiery wicked dart is falling to the ground on tonight, oh God. We thank you right now that you're canceling every assignment and every attack, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that the hedge of protection is all around us, the fire of the Holy Ghost right now, burning up everything that is not like God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we're standing fast in our faith, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are strong, oh God, that we are bold and we are courageous right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that everything that's not like God, everything that comes against your word, oh Father God, everything that blasphemes the Holy Ghost, oh God, will be thrown into the lake of fire, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that everything that comes against the power of the Most High God, it shall be destroyed. Lord, we thank you right now that we are not dismayed, oh Father God, that we are of good courage, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you're fighting our enemies, oh Father God. We know, oh Father God, that when we get weary, oh God, you will strengthen us, oh God. We will walk, but we will not faint, oh Father God. We know that you're strengthening us, oh Father God, that you're carrying us, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're fighting on our behalf, oh Father God. Lord, help us to fight the good fight of faith, oh Father God. Help us, oh Father God, to stay focused, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we shall not fear, oh Father God, for we know that you are fighting on our behalf, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know, oh Father God, that all tribulations and persecution, oh Father God, is strengthening us and empowering us and giving us endurance on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, that we're pushing through, oh God, every trial and every test, oh Father God, that we're not giving up, oh God. We're standing strong in you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you for settling us, oh God, for giving us perfect peace, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh God, for covering us in the blood, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for destroying the plan of the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that we will be ready, oh Father God. Lord, you said, oh, Father God, and that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, oh, God. So we pray that we will strengthen our spirit and kill our flesh, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying that we will continue to pray without ceasing, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will continue to pray, oh Father God, until the chains are broken, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will continue to pray until we destroy the plans of the enemy and come against, oh Father God, the kingdom of darkness. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're bringing about change in our communities, oh Father God, in our schools right now, in our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that we cannot bless what you curse, nor can we curse what you bless, oh God. So we thank you for being a blessed people, a chosen people, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we thank you, oh God, that the name of Jesus Christ, demons gotta flee, in the name of Jesus. So we call on that powerful name on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that's not like God gotta flee out of our atmospheres right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling on Jesus right now for his power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus, and there's healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling on that name. Lord, we need your resurrecting power on tonight, oh God, to resurrect us, oh God, to resurrect every dream and every vision that you've given us, oh God. I pray right now that we will live according to your purpose and your will, oh Father God, that we will carry out the assignment, that we will not leave this place without our work undone, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you're giving your people back their purpose, oh Father God, that they will know that they are worthy, that they are more than enough, oh Father God, that you love them, oh Father God, and you want to see them prosper, oh God. You want to see them be prosperous and successful, oh God, in you, according to your will, oh Father God, that they won't be greedy or money hungry, oh Father God, for you said money is the root of all evil, oh Father God. So Lord, you said seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else shall be added unto us. You will supply our needs, God. So we thank you right now, oh God, realign our focus, oh God. We're casting all our cares upon you, oh Father God, for we know that you care for us, oh God. We know that you love us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We thank you, oh God. Help us to focus on the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just, the things that are pure and lovely, oh Father God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to not dwell, oh Father God, on the negative things, oh Father God, to not dwell on the attacks, oh God, to not dwell on who is up against us, oh God, but help us to focus on you, oh God. Help us to focus on your word, oh Father God. Help us to be new in you, oh God. And Lord, we pray that all the old will pass away, oh Father God, for we are new creatures in Christ, oh God. We are no longer the same, oh God, and we pray that you will fill us with your everlasting fire, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you will give us a zeal for ministry and a thirst after holiness and righteousness, oh God, that we will continue, oh Father God, to seek you through your word, oh Father God, that we will continue to get to know you, oh Father God, to draw nigh to you and to build a better relationship with you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will know you for ourselves, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you right now, God. We're praying that we will be satisfied in you, that our hearts will be full, oh Father God, and that our strength, oh Father God, will be in our faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for just being with us, God. We thank you for everyone on this line that is listening, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for the angels that are taking charge over us in your ministering angels that are being dispatched to your people on this line, oh Father God, that they may know that it is you, that they may hear your voice, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying right now, oh God, that you would just have your way, oh Father God. Have your way on today, oh God. Lord, we pray that your people will try you at your word, oh Father God, that we will trust and believe, oh Father God, that you're able to do everything that you said you would. Lord, we pray that your people will rest in you on tonight, that they will meditate on your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that there is only one way to the Father, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ, that there is no other way. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now that you're showing your people, oh Father God, that you will do, oh Father God, what witchcraft cannot do, God. We thank you, oh God, that you can give us peace, oh God, that you can give us joy, that you can give us agape love, that you can fill the void, oh God, that you can renew our mind, that you can deliver us, oh Father God, from the sicknesses and the diseases, oh God, that you can mend every broken place in our spirit, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that everything that we need is in you, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're praying that the people will try you, oh Father God, that they will try you at your word, oh God, for you are not a man that you shall lie, oh God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're revealing yourself to your people, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that's about to happen in their life, that they will know that it is you, oh Father God. And Lord, we pray that they won't give men your glory, oh God, that they will come back and say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for being a voice for the poor, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh God, for being a redeemer for those that are oppressed, oh God. We thank you right now for bringing your people out of bondage right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise on tonight for being on this line, oh God. And we thank you that your spirit is here with us. But you said when two or three are gathered in your name, that there you are in the midst. So we thank you for your presence, even on this line, oh God, that the people will be able to have sweet sleep on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will not stress about any situation or any problem, because it's all in your hands and you're going to work it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless everyone on the line with patience, oh Father God, to wait on you, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And we thank you guys for tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. I'm your host, Pastor Taquasia Gold, and my pastor as well that was just on the line. And we thank you guys for tuning in and coming in agreement with a prayer on Friday night, because we are praying for you guys. This is for you guys. We're praying for you, and covering our communities. This is how we take back our communities. This is how we change the circumstances that is happening around us, because sometimes there's literally nothing you can do in the natural. It's not even anything that you could say that can change things, but I know that there is something that we can do, and we can pray. I know that there is a God in heaven that can really fight for us, that can really bring about change in areas that we cannot. He can do it for us. So that's what this purpose is on tonight, and coming against the darkness that is trying to be released in our city. We're coming against that. We're not allowing it. We're not having that. They can't have their way. This is not their territory. This is not their regions to have. We don't give them permission to dwell there. We want God's spirit to rest in the city. We want the angels of heaven to be released in the city. We don't want no demons released. We're coming against that witchcraft, that darkness. We're not coming in agreement with that. We're not allowing that. And you can do the same wherever you are. You don't have to come in agreement and settle with it, even if you may not say nothing, but you definitely better be praying against it, because we don't believe in that. God don't believe in darkness. God is against it. He said he's coming to destroy everything that's not like God. He's coming to destroy the works of Satan. So we have to hate what he hates and love what he loves, and he hates darkness. So we're coming against it, and that's what we're praying against. And we can give you another way, another alternative. That is not the way. You can have peace. You can have the desires of your heart according to God's will. You know, you can have what belongs to you. You can't have what your brother and sister have. You can't covet over the things they have. You can't be jealous or envious. And no, that's not how God operates. And a lot of the times people don't choose God because they don't want to change. They don't want to lift up the mirror and look at themselves. They don't want to take the beam out of their own eye. They don't want to deal with the issues that they have. So they rather turn to these things, the witchcraft, so that way, you know, there's no accountability. Oh, this person did this, and I want this, so I'm going to do this witchcraft, and I'm going to cast this spell, and I'm going to do this. No accountability. But in God, there's accountability, because sometimes we are the problem, and we need the change. That's the issue. You know, if you keep dealing with the same person, your heart being broken, then maybe it's because you need to be delivered and not have an appetite for things that is not good for you. So that's what God wants us to know on tonight, that sometimes it might be us, and we need to be delivered and set free so that we don't have the taste and the desires for things that's not of God. We don't need to have the desire for the things of the world, because we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So God just wants us to know that there is another way. God can help us. God can turn things around for us according to his will, that you need to trust him and you need to stand on his word, not on the witchcraft, not on the crystals, not on the sage, because these things are opening doors to the enemy, and we want your families to be safe. We want you guys to be safe. We want you to have prosperous lives and be at peace and have love and joy. But if you open the door to Satan, you will not have a good life. And that is just the truth on tonight. If you give him any leeway, he's going to come in and he's going to wreak havoc. He's going to destroy you. You may think things is going good. You may think, okay, you being blessed. You may think, you know, it's running smoothly, it's peaceful. And then, boom, the illusion is over. Everything will begin to go downhill. And you will have no peace and no rest when the enemy is involved. So God just wants you to know, and don't be tricked or deceived thinking that these things will help, because they will not. It's a trick of the enemy. It will destroy everything that you have, everything that is connected to you, by allowing the enemy in. Because if you give him permission, then he can have his way. But when you covered and you marked by God, he has no permission. So he has no authority and he has no legal rights to anything that belongs to you that is covered and marked by God. But see, you got to be marked by God. You got to be in an ark of safety. You got to be in the covenant to be protected, to be shielded. But if you say, hey, come in, if you let a robber in your house, what you think going to happen? You going to get robbed. So if you let the enemy come in, he going to kill, steal, and destroy and do what he do. So we can't allow him in. So you can't open these portals with these different new age witchcraft. We can't do it. Just because everybody's doing it does not make it right. Don't follow trends. Follow God. And I thank you guys for being on, but I'm going to pass it over back to my pastor, who's going to read you guys some scriptures before we end on tonight so we can seal it in the word.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that powerful prayer and that word. And God just laid on my heart just to read a few scriptures in closing. We're just going to release these scriptures in the atmosphere. And so we're just going to go ahead and say, and where we're going to start, Ephesians 6. 10 and 11, and say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's what we're praying against, hallelujah. When we're coming in the power of prayer on tonight, we're coming against wickedness in this world. We're coming against the powers to be in this world, hallelujah. So we're going to keep on reading James 4 and 7, says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Corinthians 11 and 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Hallelujah. And that was quoted on tonight in prayer. Genesis 3, 14 to 15. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall crush thy head. So we shall crush Satan's head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Hallelujah. And so we're here to crush Satan on tonight with the power of prayer. The Bible says he's already cursed. Hallelujah. He was cursed, hallelujah, and he is already defeated according to the word of God, and we're crushing his head in the power of prayer. The Bible says in First Peter 5 and 8, be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So God is letting us know on tonight that we're coming against the devil, our adversary. And that's the devil as our adversary. They said, but be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about seeing who he may devour. So he's seeing who he may devour. He's seeing who he may touch. So you better be armored up in prayer. You better be armored up with this word. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That is God's word on tonight, because we're in warfare on tonight. Hallelujah. And God said he will keep us from evil. We thank God for the power of prayer. 1 John 4:4 say, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is the word of God. Deuteronomy 28:7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. That's the word of God. Exodus 15:3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So God is a God of war. He's a God of war. So everybody talking about, oh, you know, we know God is love, but he not playing with the wicked. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He said, I would deal with the wicked. I would scatter. I would smitten the wicked. I would break the teeth of the wicked, saith the Lord. So we understand this, that the Lord is a man of war. He is a God of war. He is not even playing with those that are wicked. He's not playing with those that we are coming up against tonight. We're going strong tonight because Satan is trying to come against some things. He's about to try to release some things on tomorrow in this city, and I'm quite sure this has been going on. They just doing this one, but this people burning sage every day, people burning candles every day, people doing rituals every day, people praying against God's people, and the wicked is out there rising every day. It's not just this one day, but God is bringing it to our attention that we must pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. So we're releasing these scriptures on tonight. Hallelujah. James 1 and 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he with any man. So God is never going to tempt you with evil, but Satan will tempt you with evil, and Satan is tempting you with evil to come against your brother and sister and do the witchcraft. But God said on today he's going to deal with the witch, hallelujah, in the warlock that is coming against God's people, because God is God. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, he said, for though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds on today. So we're not warring in the flesh. We're not arguing with nobody. We don't got to put hands on nobody. The greatest thing that we can do is come before God in prayer, and we can war in the spirit realm. But our weapons is not carnal, but they're spiritual weapons, hallelujah. And our weapons that God give us is mighty for the pulling down of strongholds, destroying strongholds, destroying the things of Satan, hallelujah, demolishing the works of Satan, hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17:4-7, and all these assembled, in all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's. He will give you into our hands. Hallelujah. So we're not worried about it, because we understand that through the Spirit of the Most High God, that he is going to deliver our enemies into our hands. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. So it is a battle with the flesh and the spirit is keeping you under submission. The spirit is keeping you strong, is keeping you grounded, so that you may not even sin against yourself. It said Romans 13:12-14, and we're almost done here, but we just swinging this sword a little bit, because I'm telling you, the enemy is running rapid, hallelujah. So we're being led by the Holy Ghost on tonight. And Romans 13:12-14, it said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. So God is saying, look, take off that armor of darkness, you witch, you warlock, and put on the armor of light. Turn, hallelujah. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riding and drunkenness, not in chambering. He said, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions of the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. 2 Kings 6:16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us is more than they that be with them. So God said, look, it's more for us than against us on tonight. So even though it may seem like we're walking alone, but God's army is mighty. God's army is strong. God's army cannot be numbered. Hallelujah. The army of God is powerful and is fighting for you on tonight. So he said, fear not, for they that be with us is more than they that be with them. Hallelujah. So we got power over every power. Hallelujah. Of Satan on tonight. Galatians 2 and 15. In heaven's four principalities and powers, he made show of them openly, triumphing over them. Come on. So he's gonna make an open shame. We're gonna triumph over our enemy on tonight through the power of this prayer on tonight. We're cutting through some things. We're shaking the foundations of hell up on tonight. We're backing up the powers to be on tonight. He said in 2 Galatians 10 and 4, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of the strongholds. Hallelujah. Psalms 91, and we're going to end with this one right here, and we're going to call it night. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare and the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his wings, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with their eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. But come on. So this is God's word to you, and I want to start right there. That's scriptures for you. And we're reading these scriptures, not to just be reading it, because we're releasing this word of God to put Satan on flight, to make Satan know that we are victorious, that he has no power over God's word. And when we release God's word has to go out and perform exactly what we said for it to do. God's word is powerful. God's word is life on tonight. Satan, we serve you. Notice you are defeated. Witch, you are defeated. Warlocks, you are defeated. Whatever plan that you have set for tomorrow, for Albany, New York, it is ceasing right now. It will not work. We come and we speak utter confusion to each and every one that will even try to come against God's people on tomorrow with the power of prayer, because they know that we are praying against them on tonight. They will feel the effects of this prayer. They will know that God is on their neck. They will feel the crushing of their head on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank everybody for dialing in on tonight and coming in agreement with this powerful prayer and with this word that has been released on tonight. We know that it shall work without a doubt, because we're coming with the power of faith and the prayer of faith on tonight that God is going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. So you go to sleep tonight, have sweet sleep, knowing that everything that we prayed is going to come to pass. You don't have to worry about Satan overtaking you in your sleep. You don't got to worry about Satan overtaking your family. Know that you have the hedge of protection all around you on tonight, and know that prayer workers on your behalf. Thank you for dialing in to our Friday night intercessory prayer. We are the prayer warriors. You're a prayer warrior. And remember, watch as well as pray, and pray without ceasing. Good night, and God bless. Good night, Pat.